Previously on the Loop Effect.
My mum is trying to persuade my dad to install some more security cameras and stuff outside the front of the entrance to the house.
Yeah, and he's saying, "Well, we would if we had more money, but you keep spending all the money I give you."
My parents just arguing at home as usual.
At least you got parents.
Two pigeons.
Two talking
two
pigeons.
Yeah, and they're still bickering, and one's still saying, "Give me that corn." They're not behaving like normal pigeons would. I don't think
working in a coordinated manner.
You have a very fun afternoon in the sunshine, failing to catch another pigeon. Your parents have stopped arguing because they're trying to console your sister because she found her pet cat dead.
The Loop Effect. Tales from the Loop actual play from RPGGods.org and FictionSoup.org. The team behind the Coriolis Effect. What sort of animal? Sorry, I'm not there.
So Amanda's very upset that little Tiggy has been killed by something.
Can I have a look at the cat? Where's the dumb cat?
The cat is in a shoebox on the kitchen table at the moment.
Or is it? Sorry, Schrodinger's cat, I was thinking.
Well, it's not Schrodinger's cat, it's Amanda's cat.
I think it's definitely dead rather than the position of being dead and alive.
That could be the next mystery. The alive dead cat.
I'm going to open the box and have a look at the cat. Yeah. See what its injuries look like.
Could you make a comprehend roll is probably the best one.
I'm not going to have a clue then.
Yeah.
We are so good at this science nonsense.
You think it's been pecked death.
It's been pecked?
Pecked.
It's got lots of little, well, what look like peck marks.
So if somebody's breeding a race of killer pigeons.
You phone me up on the landline and tell me this news.
You can call him on the landline?
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this is Sweden. They've got Ericsson phones. So they're piss button phones, aren't they?
What, in 1984?
Yeah, I think so. Trim phones. Do you remember those?
I remember the trim phones.
Yeah, yeah. They were made by Ericsson.
Weren't they?
No, they had buttons.
Some of them had buttons, but some of them were rotary dial as well, though. I think it's up to Tony. It's his house.
Okay.
Yeah, we've definitely got a rotary dial phone.
No, you've got one of those fabulous Swedish rotary dial phones that's like a bulgy bit at one end and the sticky up bit with the earpiece on it. You pick it up like that and on the bottom is the dial.
So there's like a hangover from the late 60s, early 70s.
I'm going to look for a photograph of it. It's great. I'm sure that's
so
by
Ericsson. Are you enjoying Matthew narrating your part of the story?
Right. You said we can make scenes.
You are making a scene.
I'm phoning, and it's ringing, and nobody's answering. Come on, I'll pick up.
I'm looking up phones.
Grandma's been in bed for an hour.
Okay, so it is quite late, so I pick it up.
Matthias, who's ringing us at this time of night?
Have you answered yet?
That wasn't the pigeon, by the way. That's
Grandma, it's Grandma.
She's a pigeon.
Just clean out the pigeon.
Hey, yeah, it's late.
It is late. I got some news.
Hi, Martin.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, Matthias. It's Martin. Our cat, Amanda's cat, we got home. Fine, it's been killed. Looks like it's been pecked to death.
It's not my fault.
Didn't say it was your fault. Never said defensive.
But it's not our pigeons.
Didn't say it was. I thought it was interesting.
Because they were with us all the time.
They've got an alibi.
Would you better recognise all of them and like pick them out of a lineup?
Don't accuse me of killing your sister's cat.
I wasn't accusing you of killing my sister's cat.
Well, it sounds really a lot like it. You phoned me out. The first thing you say is a cat pecked to death. And who do you think of but the bloke that's got it like a pigeon that talks?
Well, I'm really glad I bothered. I'll see you in the morning.
Right, I am looking at bird books.
I think you need to go to the library to do that.
Right. Okay. Okay, so we go to bed cross with each other, but okay, then I'll phone him up the next morning.
Before I go to bed, I'm going to talk to my mum. I'm going to kind of say, in your work, mum, you don't deal with cybernetically enhanced animals at all, do you?
Mateus. Martin.
You always thought I'd be a better son.
It's
really
you,
Mateus.
He's such a
weirdo. Oh, now perhaps we are half brother and sister, and she is the woman that
abandoned
me.
Wow, that's an interesting storyline.
No, maybe not.
Depends on what Amanda is. So is Amanda your twin sister? Anyway. Yeah. This is ending up being like an episode of Dynasty. I'm an electrical engineer.
My mum is an electrical engineer, isn't she?
Oh, sorry, a scientist.
My dad's an electrical engineer.
He's an electrician.
Yeah. My mum's a scientist.
The loop is a power station, largely. Where are you getting these ideas from, Martin?
Oh, just...
What have you been doing all day?
Nothing, just been out, riding our bikes up to Kingsberger with Matthias. Nothing special. Just, playing games. Imagination. Anyway, night.
Okay. She's not. He goes back to her glass of wine.
I'm going to attempt to be sympathetic to my sister in a, clumsy 11-year-old way. Sorry about the cat, Amanda. Pretty sad.
She's very upset. Do you want to empathise, Roll, Tim?
Yeah, I can do a bit of empathising.
No, not with your sister. Don't be. These dice are good, but they're not that good.
She bursts into another round of tears.
Night.
Okay. it doesn't seem to really work. So, next morning. If you want to go to the library, it's in Stenhamra.
Where?
The school.
Oh, crikey, yeah. So that's a cycle ride away.
That's a bit of a cycle ride or a bus ride. Yeah.
But I'll phone you first thing, after breakfast, obviously, not first thing. Yeah. And say, I'm cycling down to Stenhamra to look at the library, go to the library. Yeah. Not kind of saying, do you want to come or anything?
I'm saying I'm coming too. Yeah, I'll come as well.
Okay. So we'll meet up at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. No, I didn't mean, I know you didn't mean that, my pigeon killed your cat.
No, I didn't. Didn't even
say that.
I kind
of feel my pigeon should have a name, don't you? You haven't got a name.
Would you better recognise it from any other pigeon now if you saw it again?
Well, if I'd called it Nemo, then, and I said his name was Nemo, then next time he would have come, wouldn't he? I could say Nemo, and the one that says, oh, I'm Nemo, because I told him he was Nemo.
But you didn't tell him.
No, I didn't. Off. That's kind of why I was cross.
But anyway, looks like those pigeons might be killer pigeons.
Well, those kids, look, he pecked stuff out of my hand. He could have pecked my finger off if he was a killer pigeon. I think it's a lot more likely that it's not just pigeons.
So if they can implant things in these pigeons' heads to make them talk, they might be able to control them as well.
It could be like ospreys. They have ospreys in Sweden, don't they?
Probably, yeah.
Certainly,
yeah, they'll have a
seagull.
Ospreys. It didn't look like it had been ripped to pieces by
a bird of prey.
By a bird of prey. It's like sort of little tiny peck marks.
Yeah, like your next.
Some of the pecks are quite big, so it could have been.
Some of the pecks were quite big, apparently. So it could have been something bigger than a pigeon. Maybe it was a bird of prey. I don't know. What do I know about what an animal looks like that's been killed by a bird of prey? Probably not an expert.
I tell you what. It could have been self-defense.
Could have been.
It's a cat.
Cat. Yeah, could have thought,
pigeons. Or, not even self-defense, like those pigeons that followed us yesterday. Like, you know, we didn't do any harm to Nemo.
If we had tried to kill it.
Maybe if we had tried, maybe they'd have come and mobbed us.
Yeah, that's good. Good point.
Yeah. Okay. The library.
On the way there, kind of trying to keep an eye out for any unusual behaviour from the wildlife about the place.
Yep. Okay. Fine. No problem at all. Make a comprehend roll for both of you for your journey down. Comprehend. Yeah. No, sorry. Make it investigate.
Investigate. I'm good at investigating.
Same to me anyway. No, nothing for me.
Normal service is restored. Excellent.
Nah.
You want to go back to those other dice?
Yeah.
They're better.
You can have your blooming loop dice.
Now we'll see if Matt starts getting hundreds of sixes again.
Shall I roll again?
No.
Okay. Just trying to get a free push there.
Nice try. But no luck. Okay, you cycle all the way down to Stenhamra, and so this is the main library on the island. It's the school library, and the school is shut for the summer. But you can, could you go to the school? You know the ways in and out if you wanted to try and sneak your way in.
Yeah, I think we would just do that, wouldn't we? That'd be
good. Go on, yeah.
Sneak.
We're doing homework. I mean, if we were to get caught or anything, I managed to sneak in, and so do you.
Two sixes.
Yeah. He's trying to get us in trouble with the school authorities, but it's not working because we rolled sixes.
How many sixes did you roll?
I rolled one, he rolled two.
I rolled two.
Okay.
These are my normal dice. They're not even new dice. These are my normal crap dice.
I know. I'm just kind of wondering how the hell. I'm just wondering why isn't it so good when I'm bloody playing? When I'm just GMing. Pointless. So you know that the caretaker of the school, a guy called Per Eng, whose nickname is Pruta.
What, does that have a meaning?
It does, but I don't know what it is.
Is it a rude meaning?
Did you want me to find out? Pass my iPad.
Is this a guy that we all respect and get on with, or is he like a little tyrant that we all hate?
Yeah, he's...
He's the caretaker.
He's the caretaker. It depends who
we're
he
never
likes.
Going to get on with
so
him.
So, he is a bit of a tyrant, but then, you know, the... He does get on with some kids that he likes, but obviously, yeah. Okay, no translation. That's helpful. I don't know what Pacha means. I could text Jenny. If we're that bothered.
Probably not.
No, okay. Work on the assumption it's something rude. Are you having a problem there, Matt?
No, just checking.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so you don't really want to get caught by him sneaking into the library.
Well, we didn't. We just rolled sixes.
I know. I'm just saying that that might not be the only sneak roll you have to make whilst you're in the library. Okay, so you get into the library. So you've got there's lots of books, and obviously your school library's got quite a lot of stuff on ornithology. There are newspaper readers and all that kind of local media. Facilities are here as well.
I was going to say we're not here for books on ornithology, are we?
There aren't going to be any books. They're not going to cover talking cybernetic pigeons, are they?
No, precisely. What we're looking for is animal experiment protests, like
yeah.
You know, PETA news of activists and stuff like that who've been, you know, identifying labs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so if this was like, I don't know, sort of 30 years in the future, they'd all be on the internet. But as it is, they'll have pamphlets and stuff. But they may be reported as like eco-terrorists. So I'm going to go to the microfiche machines and try and find, I don't know, newspaper indexes that have articles. And I'm looking for like animal liberation articles and stuff like that, local ones.
Cool. Okay, make a comprehend roll then, please.
I comprehend 5. Yep, 1 success.
1 success also.
I just say.
Now, you see, you resent me scoring 1 success on 5 dice. He's been doing this on 3 dice.
Yes, yes, and I think resent is the right word. If possibly not strong enough.
You see. This is going to be like, you know, 80s sort of Stranger Things, but actually we're the Hardy Boys. Well, I'm the Hardy Boys. He's Nancy Drew.
But, I was going to say, you're kind of a mixture of the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, so it's the Nancy Boys.
Hey, don't make mock of me.
Well, I think that's your position in life, isn't it?
Oh, it is, actually,
to be mocked. Okay, what do you find out? You do find some reports buried in the newspapers, but relatively recent ones, about an increase in the mortality rate, or you know, death of a wide range of birds, actually, in the northern half of Svartsjölandet, and also in Munster as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of unexplained deaths, but also birds that appear to be killed by potentially other birds.
Okay, now are there any is there any commentary from like local wildlife wardens or rangers or anything like that? You know, someone says, Peter Anderson, wildlife ranger, said, we have no idea what's going on, that sort of stuff.
You do get the name that comes up frequently is Mats Tingsblad.
Mats
Tingsblad.
Tingblad.
Who is a well, you've heard the name before, actually. He's an ornithologist. He lives on the island. He was formerly a celebrity on a nature program on SVT.
Oh, did he have like a big bushy beard and like, did he not used to be in a sort of comedy troupe?
He didn't used to be in a comedy troupe.
Oh, that was Bill Oddie. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But he was, there was some kind of scandal and he lost his job on the programme. And he's been a bit of a recluse on the island here ever since. But he's always the first on the scene when there are things going on around this bird story. Mm. And he's making lots of comments about it's a conspiracy. There are experiments being done that shouldn't be done. But nobody takes him seriously.
So, now that we've got him there, before we leave the library, let's just go and see what ornithology books there are by him in the catalogue. Tingsblad. I look under T.
Yeah. So there's a couple of... not really hard scientific ones. It seems that there's a couple of sort of like programmed spin-off books, which are, you know, quite low, you know, aimed at a very young kind of, you know, audience. Cool. Also, you know, young teenage audience.
I'm not interested in the older ones. Is there anything that's like new from the last couple of years?
No, there isn't.
Right. What's the newest one?
The newest one is about 5 years. 5 years old, which was just probably about a year before the scandal. You don't know what the scandal was.
Okay. Check in the index for just scanning the index to see whether there's anything like unexplained death or population decrease or stuff like that. Or mystery or looking for words like that.
What, in terms of in the orthonology?
In that latest book of his.
Okay. No. No, this is kind of a program spin-off, so he's really just kind of the...
I'm going to try and track this guy down, then.
The presentation of it.
Do we know any idea where he lives?
Yeah, you think he lives in a little house just east of Lunda, which is...
Okay.
So, you know, you probably actually recognise him, see him in time. He's pretty unkempt. He probably is a bit of a Billotti lookalike, but he hasn't really shaved or properly washed for a while. He seems to have gone a little bit...
Native.
Just a bit. Kind of obsessive. You know, there were rumours that he sort of gone mad. He did get once quite badly injured a couple of years ago. You remember reading the story? When he jumped off a cliff wearing a bird costume. Some say that he was trying to commit suicide, but you don't know.
So, I am going to take this book without stamping it out and getting a card.
You know how to live. Rebels. Take a library book without signing it out.
Says...
You keep taking all the money out of your mum's purse.
Without ever intending to sign it out. Okay, can you both make another sneak roll?
No.
We will.
Yeah, you probably will at this rate.
Oh, yeah, that's our plan. Sneak is 5 dice.
Success.
Right, I'm going to start giving you negatives on these dice rolls. Right, you can hear the... echoing click
of the janitor click, walking
of the through. Janitor's footprint.
Okay, we all climb out the same window we climbed in.
But you hide under a desk as he goes past from the door. You see his shadow stop, looking, you know, with a frosted glass, but then move on. And you manage to get out of the library and out of the school without being detected.
And very with well. His Matt Tingsblad's latest book.
And with that book tucked under your arm, absolutely.
Right, what's the time?
It is 1 o'clock.
No, in-game.
In-game. So you've cycled about 10 kilometres. It's not so far. It's probably lunchtime, probably about 12.
About 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that was an opportunity for a good joke, and I missed it then.
Right, well, let's... If we were to cycle back to Farentuna now, grab something to eat, we could see him this afternoon.
Yeah,
nice. And I reckon I've got this book here. Rip out the bit, the library, the page with the library details on. Go and get him to sign it.
Yeah. Good thinking.
Yeah. Get talking.
Yeah, that is.
And I've got a sketch of the pigeon with in the sketchbook. We'll show him that.
Okay.
Let's go.
Are you having a ham and pea soup for lunch?
Is it Thursday? It's Thursday.
It might be Thursday.
Let's have yellow pea and ham soup.
Okay. Is that in both? Because I'm quite hungry. Seeing there's a very big lack of stuff to crunch and spoil the recording.
Right.
if that's a good moment to pause.
Yeah.
Seems like. Shall we actually pause the recording? Right, we are back in the room.
I don't think we formally paused it anyway, did we? Not in the recording.
No, we didn't. But we have.
Following a delicious lunch.
Delicious lunch. We had Swedish pea soup. What, it's, you've got a Swedish name for it.
Pea soup.
Yeah, I think there was a name, but I can't remember what it is. Yellow split peas and ham hock. Gorgeous.
Mm. Very good indeed. Even Grandma enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's really good because she can eat it with her teeth. You know how it is.
Indeed. Right. So you guys, you are at Matthias' house just having had lunch.
Yeah.
It's now sort of 1:30 in the afternoon, maybe.
So we can scoot along to... Do you say he was living in Lundy?
Lunda. Just east of Lunda.
Let's do that thing.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh no, I've got a sketchbook, so I'll have a pen and stuff like that. I've got my I've got my pigeon picture in the sketchbook as well.
And your stolen library book.
I have a stolen library book. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Okay, it's quite easy to find this place. but it looks pretty bleak, pretty poorly maintained. So the house itself is hedged around by a high metal fence, and there's a locked gate on one side. The house is 2 stories high, narrow wooden building, tilts quite alarmingly to one of the sides. There's a balcony up the top, and the roof has got lots of perches of birds all around it. You can see quite a lot of birds flying around. Otherwise, no obvious sign of activity. It's quite secluded, so as I say, he's been a recluse really for a number of years. Only really comes out when one of these bird stories hits the news and then starts giving statements, which people always follow just in the hope he does something, you know, a bit unexpected, I guess.
Okay, can I do a look? I've suddenly got a suspicious mind about me. The birds.
About this guy.
The birds on this roof. Have they got the little head scars?
Is it a variety of different kinds of birds, or is it mostly pigeons?
There's a few. There's quite a few. Wide variety, and some quite unusual ones. There's a couple of parrots, a couple of budgies. You can see. They're up there, perching, and then they're kind of flying in through gaps between the shutters, so they're sort of going in and out of the house.
Can I try and catch sight of them?
You can, but it's going to be a -3. I think you need 3 successes. That's how I should do it.
It's going to be at minus...
Rather than reducing dice, I should up the number of successes you need. Okay. So this is nearly impossible, because they're quite a long way away.
And this is investigate.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll try, but it's...
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
More or less impossible for me.
Yeah. 3 successes. Yeah, I can do that. I've got 2 successes.
Oh, well, I'll just pack up and go.
Can I?
You can
push.
You can push, which would be buy it with a condition, or use luck.
Okay, well, I'm
or
just.
Or you could use your iconic icon if you can weave it into why it would help. Your iconic.
Let's just spend a bit of time. We've got a bit of time, haven't we?
I think we've got a bit of time.
It's kind of 2 in the afternoon now, so it's not late in the day or anything.
I'm going to spend a bit of time sketching these birds. Have you got any of that bird seed?
Yeah, still in my pack. Yes.
Just scatter some of that around in front of where I'm sketching here, see if we can... And we'll just stay very still for a bit while I'm sketching. Which gives me +2 on my dice. Because I just got this crazy guy got the sack, right? And I'm just a bit upset that maybe he's doing the experiments on the birds.
Let me just check one thing. So your iconic item, so it gives you plus two?
I believe it does. It's got iconic item, plus two.
Okay. I feel there is some evidence to suggest it's a plus two bonus for the item.
Oh, there's my third six.
And that was what was pushing.
And I pushed that with upset because I'm slightly just getting a bit upset that maybe he's the bird experimenter.
Okay, yeah.
So now I'm at minus one for all my die rolls.
Until you get a chance.
Until I clear my upset.
Until you get a chance to clear yourself, yeah. Yeah, you're. So, I mean, you are outside. You can't get inside the thing, so you're scattering stuff on the outside. Some of the birds are attracted by the seeds. You can't detect any of them
having.
Yeah. Okay. The ones that are down here, you can't detect any of them that have obvious scars on their heads.
Cool. Okay, well, maybe that slightly reassured me a bit. Mm. This has got a fence around it, you said.
It's got a high metal fence with a metal gate.
And the gate, has that got some sort of intercom?
No, this is all the old kind of rattly. It's got a lock on it.
Could we climb the gate or the fence?
You could probably climb them. But if you could both give me investigate rolls whilst you're... This is whilst you're sort of just at the end of your time looking at the birds.
Yeah, but look at that. I say with my six. Which is a per. I rolled six. Oh no! I rolled six dice. Let me re-roll that again. I should be rolling five dice. Yeah, but look at that. I say with.
There is something going on with those dice. That is just a bit. Pass me that dice with a six on it.
Yeah.
Does feel a bit. There is definitely a weight to it.
Are you accusing them?
There's a six. I am accusing you. I think.
You're accusing me. These are the dice that you gave me out of that set.
Okay. Don't use any of those dice anymore, please. Thank you.
Ooh.
I think that's fair enough.
Right.
No,
I'll only use them for GMing Coriolis then.
You didn't want to cheat, now would you, Matt?
Well, I'm not cheating. I'm using
now that you know,
the dice applied to me by Phil again.
So I rolled that dice five or six times. It came up with six three times, a five and a four and something else. So.
Yeah, but I think that's not a test of probability.
No, you have to roll it many, many times.
It's a sufficient test.
No, it's not sufficient mathematically.
Are you saying that the dice rolling with those dice has been entirely as you would expect on probability?
Well, I'll use your lovely Freeligan dice.
It does. The thing is, that dice feels. There's a weight to it.
Dice rolling has an actual variability, randomness.
Was that the one that I was rolling?
That's the one you were rolling. One. Five.
You know, naturally you'll get sequences that...
I think there is some... There's a weight to it. I've rolled enough dice in my life to know when there's something... Either in the manufacturing process or...
Right. So you're accusing the makers of the game, Freeligan, of giving you weighted dice because they know their dice mechanic upsets people.
Yeah, but I'm accusing them of not giving me some as well.
Right.
So anyway, I'll take that last...
Anyway, my investigate was a successful roll. So I point out to Martin...
So you can... You can definitely hear there's some movement going on in this house, bigger than birds.
Mm-hmm.
There are birds flying around, and you can hear... Because you're quite a long way off, but you can hear what seems like footprints and maybe the odd shout. But footprint, like the sound of heavy footfalls.
And the odd shout?
Yeah.
Does it sound alarmed kind of shout?
Not just like... Not really a shout, but just kind of... kind of noises occasionally.
I'm going to shout, Mr. Tingblad. My name is Matthias. I've come to ask you about birds.
You get no reaction.
I know you were celebrating in the 70s, but I still like you.
Got your book.
Will you sign my book?
Get no response.
Mr. Tingblad, do you need any help?
No response.
I think he needs help.
I think he needs help.
Can you get over this fence? Have you got a decent move?
Yeah, not bad.
Yep, be a move roll to get over the fence.
Well, I'm trying to climb over the fence.
Well, hold on. Do you want to give me a leg up first? Because I haven't got a decent move.
You can do that, yeah. I'll give you a bonus dice.
If he gives me a leg up, I get a bonus dice. So I am moving at body 3-4.
Remember, you're minus one because you're upset.
Okay, down to 3. Yep.
Okay, give me that dice tray. Dice tray. There's something with this, isn't there? Okay, yeah, you managed to successfully get over it. Okay. Matthias?
On the other hand, it's because I'm not there to give you a leg up.
Yeah, well, I should break it over anyway.
Okay, Martin, you climb up the side. It's quite rusty and jaggedy, but you just completely slip and fall back down on the other side.
On the other side?
No, on the
side I started on.
Yeah.
Can I use a... Well, have I injured myself by doing that at all?
No.
Well, if you took a few scratches, you could do a push.
Or could I use a luck point?
You can.
Sorry, I'm going to use a luck point.
And the luck point allows you to re-roll, doesn't it? Without...
I can't remember. I think you told us it just as a
pre-roll. I did, but then I just completely bloody forget.
Luck. You can spend a luck point after a failed dice roll. A luck point lets you re-roll failed dice without needing to push.
Yeah.
You cannot go back to the earlier result.
So it's a free re-roll, basically.
Okay, I got 2
successes. Yeah, okay. So, embarrassed and annoyed about how crap it looks, you've now swung over the fence with a real agility and landed on the other side like a cat. On all fours.
I don't want to look like a cat. That's why pigeons will come get me.
Just the way it reads these rules. So,
which page you are?
So, this is on page 67. You cannot go back to the earlier result, which sort of implies you'd have to, you know, if you'd got one six, that sort of implies that you re-roll everything. Whereas,
although it does, didn't it also say you can re-roll failed?
It does say re-roll failed dice, yeah. But there's no opportunity to, well, there is an opportunity to go back if you don't. If you got 1 6 and you re-roll the other dice.
No, I think that's probably just crap drafting. Yeah. I think it's basically a free push.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
Cool.
Right, you're over the fence, both of you. So you've got some trees, you've got what looks like a shed, front door to the house, trees. The rest of it is overgrown, so the grass is very sort of, it's quite high, yeah, waist high for you guys.
Right, well, I want to sneak towards the house, but going via the trees, because I just want to, these weird noises set to be going. I mean, if I get caught, I'm simply going to pretend that we came in because we thought we needed help. But,
okay.
But I'm going to sneak with 2 plus body 3 minus 1. That's 4 dice. Yep.
I'm also sneaking.
Have you failed one yet?
Well, 2 successes.
Oh my god, what's the fuck's going on? This is just. I've slipped into a parallel universe where dice just roll 6s all the time. Okay, you successfully sneak to. Wherever it was you were sneaking to.
So, just here, and we'll have a listen, and can we make any sense of the noises we're hearing from inside? Are there still noises after we shouted? Or was it all gone?
Yes, no, there are still noises. It's difficult to tell. It sounds like the person in there is chasing something and not doing very well.
Okay.
You get little shouts of, "Come here, you bastard! I'm going to kill you!"
I'm going to say quite loudly, "Mr. Tingblad, do you need any help?" and obviously coming out of the hiding place.
Let's just walk out to the front door.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. He hears you shout that out as you walk up to the front door, and he shouts, "Go away! Go away!"
But we've gone miles. We've got your book. Will you sign it for us?
Thank you. I should have used the contact roll to go, do we know any ornithologists? Yeah, go up to them, knock on the front door and say, "Please, Mr. Tinkblad, I've got a book. I'd love you to sign it. And if we can help, if you're having trouble with something, we can help."
You can hear footprints, or the footsteps thud up to the door on the other side. The door doesn't open. And it's got little windows at the top. You just see this little, you know, eye peeking over.
I'll hold up the book.
And he says,
"Please.
Go away, kids. Go away.
And we can help.
I'm busy. No, you can't help me."
But we need help too. Not just the book. We've seen some strange birds, pigeons that talk.
Can you make a charm?
Charm. No, I can't.
I can, though.
And remember, if Matt does it, you do it at minus one again because you're still a bit.
Yeah, you do it.
Come on, we've just seen some birds. We just want to help them.
Yes!
He says, "You've seen some strange birds."
Yeah.
Yeah. Pigeons. I've got a picture. I've got a picture. Charm.
Talk.
Charm. That's heart 3 minus 1, but plus 2, because I'll show him my sketchbook.
Okay.
Look, I've got a picture. Yay! 6.
Should I just read the scenario out to you? Cut out all this pointless dice rolling crap. So yeah, he looks through the glass at the picture you're holding up, and then disappears from the window, and then you hear click click clang thunk thunk thunk, and the door opens, and he peeks out, grabs you, pulls you both in, and slams the door shut.
Looking around, wide eyed, like some kid off a television series.
Well, he doesn't look very well. He's got quite a lot of blood on him. And he's got what looks like a lot of peck marks.
Oh, gold.
Oh, you're all right, Mr. Tinkblad.
Says, the birds, they attacked me. All the birds, they're about to take over the world.
But...
How can you stop them?
Is he asking us how we can stop them? Well, I don't know, we wanted to ask you that question, but look, can you see, and I'll show you my sketchbook again, can you see, like, it looks like they've been experimented on?
He goes, yes, there's somebody has their, those birds are spreading, there's more and more of them all the time.
Now, the birds fluttering around the house while we're talking, are there?
Because
you said they were going in.
Yeah, so not so many, there's quite a few dead birds on the floor. So you also notice that in his left hand he's got an axe, a small axe.
And he's been...
And the ones he's managed to catch have been chopped up.
Is there like...
Can we have a look at one of them? Is it just on the floor? Can we see if it's got this...
Bird head.
No, it doesn't have.
But why are they all around your house?
He says, well, no, these are my birds. I've been collecting birds for years, but all the birds are turning bad. Someone's controlling them.
But it's not all the birds, is it? Look, nobody's done anything to these birds. I mean, I think you might be right. Somebody might be controlling birds, but they're surely controlling the ones that have had the thing in their, you know, their heads operated on.
He's looking pretty kind of wide-eyed. He's not really listening to your reasoning. He says, somebody's behind this.
I'm sure.
Do you have any idea who it might be?
Well, it must be that Gunnar Granat guy who used to work at the Loop.
Gunnar Granat?
If this isn't stopped, the...
Gunnar Granat?
Granat. If this isn't stopped, the Mailer and Islands are facing disaster that will spread and threaten the whole country. These birds are going to... They've been attacking birds, they've been attacking animals, they'll attack people soon, or they've attacked me.
I'm looking around.
Did they attack you here?
They attacked me in the garden, and I managed to get inside and killed most of them.
Your own birds attacked you?
All the birds are out to get us. The birds are planning a takeover.
But you know that's not true. I used to watch your television programme when you were on telly, and you used to paint such a brilliant picture of how the birds were part of nature and how the only danger was what men did to destroy their environment.
Well, the birds have had enough, and someone is helping them to fight back.
It's not the birds.
The pigeons don't seem to be involved. They've all seem to be flying north to get away from the other birds that are trying to kill them.
Really? This pigeon, and I show him the picture again. When we found this pigeon, it and another pigeon were like, it's going to sound mad. And, you know, I know you're a scientist, but...
They were talking, weren't they?
They were, yes, they were talking.
Yes, they were.
Yes,
these
experiments have gone wrong on the pigeons. They obviously got talking, whereas all the other birds have just become aggressive and deadly.
Who is this Gunnar Granat?
He's a man I knew. He's an expert on bird neurology. He used to work at the Loop.
Doesn't anymore.
Yeah, I think he resigned a year ago or something.
Where does he live?
He lives... He has a house on the outskirts of Kunzberger.
Kunzberger?
But I didn't... Last time I went to find him there a few days ago... He wasn't there, but I don't know where he is. He is right now, but I think the pigeons have gone north to nest somewhere on the coast, and so I don't know where Gunnar's gone.
There were pigeons south of Kunzberger only yesterday, because that's when we
saw the talking saw pigeons them. And caught one.
We caught one, talked to it, fed it grain, but then it got spooked and flew away.
Well, all I can tell you is what I've seen, that most of the pigeons I've seen have all flown north to seem to be making some kind of nest for themselves.
Or just the north coast of this island, or further north still?
On the coast of the island here, just north of here, Skarnholmen.
Have you, like... I mean, reported this to the authorities.
They're going to believe me, aren't they?
Well, yeah, because you're like a famous bird guy. I've seen you on the television and everything. Why wouldn't they believe you?
I think, you're too innocent to understand, young boy.
To be fair, the authorities say talking experimental birds are trying to take over the world. You can understand why that might be met with some scepticism.
They're real. I mean, if you didn't, like, just kill them, you could take one of the aggressive ones that's been pecking you. Yeah, I mean, surely you've got, like, bird cages and stuff.
Not so easy to catch a killer bird trying to attack you. Look at me, I've got cuts everywhere, I've got blood everywhere. To fight back against those evil birds.
Well, your cat did get killed too, your sister's cat, I say to Martin.
See, cats, it's birds one day, cats the next, they're attacking people. How long will it be before someone gets killed?
But we've got to do something. We can't just...
Well, we need to find where these birds are nesting or where they're coming from.
So we can help you do that.
Yeah, we can help.
I'm not leaving this house.
Well...
You can do what you like.
The birds aren't attacking us. Just tell us where to look.
Yes, there's two.
If you did want to leave the house to investigate, where would you go, Mr. Tinblap?
So I guess there's probably two places. There's one is where the pigeons are nesting on the north coast. We could have a look there, or we could again have a look at Gunnar Grenat's house, see if we can find out where he's gone.
You could do either of those. Yes, that's what I would do if I was going to leave this house, but I'm not. So I'm locking it up and killing the birds that are here. And keeping myself safe.
What's the time of day?
Don't
now?
Kill them. Don't kill them unless they attack you. How long have we got?
It's now about probably 3:30 in the afternoon.
So we've got time to.
You've got a few hours.
As we're up here anyway, we can go and have a look at see where these pigeons are nesting. See if we can find them. See if that gives us any clues.
See if Nemo's there.
Nemo, who doesn't know who's Nemo.
No, but he might recognise me.
Well, still got some.
And if he's got a nest, maybe he'll be less spooked.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, let's cycle up there.
Well, as you leave the house, he slams the door immediately.
I was going to, before leaving the house, I was going to say, look, is there something, like, when we come back to tell you what we've found, that some way, something we can say that you'll know it's us?
I wouldn't come back here. Kids, don't disturb me anymore. He slams the door and locks it.
Well, we're off to do some investigating for him, and he just said, don't come back.
Huh. Right. I'm just going to wander into the woods. Right. I don't know whether it's worth it, but...
Did we get Gunnar's address? Out of Tingblad.
Yes.
Well, you can probably find it in a telephone book in the phone box anyway. Yeah. Let's go to the pigeons first.
Okay. So back on your bikes, heading north. Let me just check one thing. Yeah, okay, cool. Right. You head north. As you're riding north, there's obviously cliffs here, so the ground is going up as you're sort of going up sort of the foothills to what are the tall cliffs on the northern coast. You do notice there seems to be quite a lot of birds around.
Pigeons or different sorts?
Mostly pigeons, but a few others. As well.
Are you showing any interest in us?
Not at the moment, no. So, as you're getting closer to the coast, you do see a concentration on top of the cliff of birds, and there's obviously something quite big up there that you can see from a fair distance away. So it looks like constructed of branches and debris and things.
A sort of big nest.
Sort of like a very big nest, yeah.
Can we stop and look before riding right up to it?
Yes, we should probably approach with caution.
Yeah, so you'll have to, there is a bit of a climb to get to it. So it's
we're going to have to leave our bikes.
Yeah. So it's in a spot where you will have to clamber up a bit of the rock. The rock face.
Okay. Move.
Let's just kind of get as close as we can just to have a look at this without actually going right up to it.
Okay.
Keep an eye on the bird behaviour, so there's no kind of We're not making any threatening.
So make an investigate roll.
Make an investigate roll.
Investigate.
Okay. 6 minus 1. 2 successes.
2.
Oh, no successes.
Even with a -1 on your... Okay.
And with your dice. That
and with weighted. My dice. My unbiased, not weighted dice.
Hold on. So you're accusing my Free Elegan dice of being weighted. And you've given me another set of Free Elegan dice.
Which I've never used. Right. So you can see that this is definitely the nest for the pigeons. There are pigeons around it. I mean, unusually, I mean, there's lots of them, too many to count. All in the one big nest, which
have is they all got?
Pretty unusual. Oh, you can't tell from this distance. Mm-hmm. You do see, though, above them, maybe 100 metres up in the air, 5 or 6 other birds, bigger birds. You don't know what they are, but they're kind of circling above the nest.
Okay, I'm going to take a pause and draw this scene.
Okay.
Maybe I should take up bird watching. Then I can become famous like Mats Tingblad. And then I can get the sack and go mad. Maybe that would be the perfect job for somebody like me.
Could be. There might be a vacancy as well soon.
Right.
What are you doing, guys?
I'm ready to climb up.
Yeah, let's go. Have a closer look.
Okay. I say I'm ready to climb up. I'm not actually very good at climbing.
Okay. This is a hard climb to the nest, and it is trouble. You will take a complication if you fail.
Okay.
A condition, sorry, if you fail. So you can choose either move or sneak to make this roll.
No, I might climb up to the nest carefully and...
Sneakily.
Sneakily, because that gives me 2 extra dice. Oh, but I fail.
Okay, take.
I have 1 success.
Okay, you managed to sort of scrabble your way towards it. Matt, You've put your foot on a particular rock and it's slipped away,
mm-hmm.
and you've gone sliding down the side, creating a little bit of a
injury.
Yeah, you've taken lots of skin off your legs and knees, and you've torn your jeans up quite badly.
Right, so I stay at the bottom.
And you slide down to the bottom. There's kind of a moment's silence, and then quite a few of the birds from the nest fly off. And are sort of circling just above your position. They don't appear to have seen you, Tone, but they've obviously spotted Mateus, who's made a lot of noise in trying to climb up. But you managed to get to the lip, so you can now see the actual nest itself. But the birds on the nest don't seem to have seen you. They've obviously been distracted by Matthias falling down the cliffside.
So, can I see anything else now from this closer vantage point than the before? About the structure of the nest? Or
yeah, if you could make an investigate. Well, no, actually, what you can see, this nest is made by loads of, you know, some pretty big branches that must have taken a number of pigeons together to carry, rather than just on their own. And other objects and bits of metal, and there's a couple of sort of sheet metal. One of them's got what appears to be a registration number on the side, which is a sort of piece of metal. It's IEX4Z32. If you can make a comprehend roll, Tone.
Yes, is that like a normal... kind of normal car registration type.
It's not, but if you make a successful comprehend roll,
unlikely. But yeah, 2 successes,
3 dice, 2 successes. How many times have you done that today?
Well, more
if
than
you ever whinge about the dice not playing well for you in future, I'm going to shove those dice up your arse. Okay.
Well, this is, to be fair, this is the exception from the norm, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, because you're from your interest in all things technical, you know that this is a registration number for a magnetrine ship or a magnetrine ship, which are the big ships that in the pictures are flying.
Yeah.
Must have some good ones here somewhere. I won't be able to find a picture of a magnetrine ship now.
Page 29.
Okay, so that's a magnetrine ship. Basically, each of these little pods is working against the magnetic field of the Earth, so they float. And these are ubiquitous. They are basically the standard form of transport. Cars and things do still exist because these are very slow.
What sort of size is that? What's this?
So that one, is. See, that's a person on the top. So that's kind of a standard.
Different sizes, though.
Yeah, you get some enormous ones. Yeah, the size of small ships. You get some that are sort of more workmanlike, so that sort of size. But you recognise that IEX4Z32 is a magnetrine ship registration number.
And
in fact, you also know that in the library there is a register that if you wanted to find out more about it, you know exactly where to go to get that information with your extra success. So, Matthias, what are you doing about your position?
So I'm watching the birds, and I've got an idea.
And the birds are watching you.
Yeah. It's going to hurt, but I'm going to squeeze one of my cuts and see if I can squeeze more blood out of one of my cuts.
Okay.
And see if the birds react.
Okay. I wonder if, you know, the guys when they wrote this book ever thought, what skills do we need for someone who's going to squeeze blood out of a cut and see if it attracts an animal to come and eat it?
It's an investigate skill.
Do you think?
I'm doing it in the spirit of experimentation.
Okay, well, I think you can do it. I don't think you need to roll. You can.
Okay.
Oh, it really hurts. Yeah. You're obviously doing more damage to yourself. The pigeons above you don't seem to react at all.
I'm going to shout up to the call, not shout, call to them. Hey, Nemo, remember me? I'm down where we left the bikes now, am I?
Not quite, but you're... So basically, when you left the bikes and there was a walk up and then you had to climb a bit, you've kind of stuck down. The bikes are probably 50
meters. I'm going to stagger back towards where the bikes are.
Yeah, okay.
Find me, I've got some more corn, I say.
Do you have any corn left? Okay, I'll say you've got enough for one little handful left.
Yeah, if we've got that you can bloody bird seed and stuff.
That's what I mean. Yeah, out of all that you bought, I think you've used all of it now, with the exception of this little bit that might be left.
Okay. Are they following?
They are watching you. They are kind of staying with
you. And as I walk back to the bike, so they're staying
sort of
staying, me.
Yeah, they're sort of wary, keeping an eye on you. Martin, what are you doing? So the birds don't seem to have seen you. You're about 10 foot away from the actual nest itself, but there's quite a lot of birds.
So all the
in
kind
it.
Of bits of metal plating stuff. Does it look like it came from one of these ships?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll just kind of crawl over the top and see if I can get a bit closer still.
Okay, that's going to be a sneak roll. And I think you're going to need two successes.
Bugger. Right, one success.
Okay, some of the birds see you and squawk really loudly and take off from the... these are all pigeons, take off from the nest and come and start pecking towards you.
I'm going to turn around and start climbing back down.
Are they actually pecking him?
They are. Okay, so if you could do a move roll to get down, but if you fail this, you'll suffer a condition. Okay, so...
I think I might be lucky then. Are we?
So that's a re-roll. Oh.
One success.
Sod. Why can't you just screw up like usual?
Come on. Well, plenty of time yet.
You always screw up when it's my character's arse on the line, isn't it? Okay, you sort of almost leap over the edge in your rush to get down the side and very nearly just slide and fall the whole way. But you manage to, you know, it's like one of those people running downhill on a... Where their upper body suddenly goes slightly too fast for their lower body and they pitch over, but you just manage to control it at the very bottom and end up running, sprinting down towards where Matthew is with the bikes and the pigeons in hot pursuit. The pigeons that were sort of taking interest in the corn that Mateus, you've thrown on the floor, have now kind of been spooked by what's happening and have flown up a bit.
Right, so okay. I'm not going to waste time getting the last handful of birdseed out then if they've been spooked.
I think you've already done that, so...
But I haven't scattered it.
Yeah, I think you've already done that.
Have I?
Yes.
I was walking to the bikes.
No, you'd gone to the bikes to scatter the stuff, so you scattered the stuff as Martin then came scattering down the cliffside.
You fool. You've scared them off.
Scared them off? They're chasing me.
Okay, these birds are coming after you.
Well, okay.
You both need to make a move roll, please.
No, we don't need to make a move roll. I'm not running away.
Okay, you suffer a condition then. Because the birds are coming straight for you. So I think you suffer scared, Matthew.
Okay.
I'm going, get on your bike. I think we need to make
Tone,
a quick
are
exit.
You, are you doing a move
yeah.
roll to try and get away from
I
you?
Am. Three successes.
Okay.
Is that four successes?
No, I think it's three.
Right. So, Tony, you managed to leap on your bike without kind of, you know like those in the Wild West where they run up behind the horse and leap on it and then they're going. You've kind of done that, but with your BMX. You've got two extra successes there to do things with if you wanted to.
Can I, in that case, before I leap on my bike, get Matas' bike up and kind of wheel it towards him?
Yes.
I think, get on this, quick.
No, they're chasing you.
Okay. If you think so.
Okay. Martin is now cycling madly away with some of the birds chasing him, but the birds aren't... They're going for you as well, Matthew, so make a move roll, please.
No.
Okay, you're going to be broken then.
Okay. But I'm staying. I'm curious. So...
Okay. Well, when you're broken, you can't do anything?
No. Okay.
Okay, let's just check the... Okay, so yeah. So, if you're broken, something really bad has happened. You're mentally and physically hurt. And you will automatically fail all dice rolls until healed. Okay. So, Tony, you're cycling off. Matt, you've fallen on the ground. You're kind of like huddled over as the birds are sort of pecking at you, and then they.
The music is The Happiest Days by Three Chain Links via the Free Music Archive. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and I Joined Bold by Pixel Sagas.